Welcome back to the Montreal Sessions on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am Eve Parker Finley with you until 5 p.m. That was Electronic Girl by Hua Li, who is also on the phone. Peggy, are you there?
I'm here.
This is also how
I like that intro, because it's like, is she on the phone, like, with us? Or just, like, generally, she's talking on the phone now?
Are you a person who, like, talks on the phone a lot?
Medium.
Medium?
Medium, yeah. I prefer phone to Zoom, for instance. Oh. So I'll be on the phone for work a lot, but I'm not, like, a phone friend.
You're not
like,
a phone friend.
Like, if you call me just to chat, I'll screen your call.
Whoa.
Like 9 times out of 10.
So that's why you're not returning my phone call. I'm just kidding.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's why. You're not special. if we're making a plan and like a call comes in, it's like it'll expedite the texting. I'll always take that call.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or if I know something's going to happen, like if I know the phone call is for a purpose.
Right.
I'll take it, but
not a chit-chat.
Yeah, I'm a bad call screener. Like, I'll admit that.
Wow, live on air, we got that.
Yeah,
did we get that?
Yeah,
we got that.
Everyone knows. But now, hopefully, people feel less bad. They're not like, oh, Peggy hates me. It's like, no, I just don't like answering the phone.
I mean, like
unexpectedly,
like boundaries. You know, like if you don't want to answer the phone, you don't have to answer the phone.
Thank you.
Like we don't deserve 24 hour access to everyone in our lives, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll answer your text. Like, I'm very fast on text. So, you know, if you need to speak to me on the phone, just text me first.
Right.
And then I'll know it's not like an aimless, like, hi, just saying hi, how's it going? How's your dog? Like, good. You want to, like, should we, like, get a drink? Like, what are we doing here?
What is the point of this phone call? What is the agenda?
Yeah.
Well, enough of the chit chat, since you're not into that. It's also cool to talk to you because you did the job I'm currently doing, organizing Pop Symposium for the last 2 years, correct?
I did, yes.
So fun. And now you're coming back to Pop as a panelist and as a performer. I'm really excited about the panel that you're a part of, which is about music labels and sustainability. You know, having that conversation about what it means to be a company that's, you know, putting physical products out into the world, to think about what it could look like to be greener. Or is that something that you think a lot about or have been thinking about since I asked you to join the panel?
I certainly have thought about it more since you asked me to join the panel.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I mean, it's an interesting thing because I have always been a lover of vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that was one of my first entryways into music. And, like, even when I had my previous label, Art Not Love Records, like, we didn't print any vinyl because we had no money, but that was always, like, the aim. Mm-hmm. One day we're gonna cut records, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's this interesting thing for me where it's, like, I've always romanticized the vinyl record so much, and it's only in the last couple years that I've been learning more about the, like, incredible environmental impact.
I know.
And just the, like, craziness with producing vinyl in terms of, like, there's only one plant in the entire world that exists still that does master plant.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in the world has to, like, go through this one plant, and then it gets shipped out from there to, like, all of these other pressing plants across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Which it just feels like what a waste of, like, everyone's energy, both literal and figurative.
Totally.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a complicated thing because I'm still, like, an avid vinyl collector, and I like, in many ways, I feel like it's, like, the truest form for enjoying music.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, it's not the best.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been interesting organizing this day about, on October 1st, all the panels that day are about music and the climate crisis, and I, like, you know, those are two big interests of mine, but, like, the intersection of them is something I didn't really think about that much until I started organizing this, and one of our partners is Music Declares Emergency, which is, like, this is their vibe, this is their thing. Mm-hmm. That they work on, and it's interesting talking to them because the like it's not just vinyl. It's like, you know, there are also environmental impacts to like streaming. This was super
absolutely
fascinating to me about like we think about streaming as like this thing that exists in the cloud and not this thing that is like built on a backbone of like physical computing boxes like somewhere in like the desert like pumping
For
CO2
sure.
into the universe.
Yes, the more data that is in the cloud, the closer we march to our extinction. I mean, it's wild. Like I someone that I know that works in like a more normal job than we do. they were telling me like their office did a presentation on like email and the environment, and they were talking about like the more you keep like your archive of your email in your inbox forever in the cloud, like the more of an impact like your email inbox has on the environment. And I was like, oh my god, like I have like all of my emails like at least back 2007.
Whoa.
And like I can't bring myself to like just permanently delete any of it, because like what if one day like I need, you know, like a grant application asked me what I was doing the day I graduated jazz school.
What if?
So, yeah, I mean, that kind of hidden impact is very fascinating. And I think we think about it more in terms of like NFTs and the blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
I think because people just like love to criticize blockchain technology. So we all know about the environmental, I mean, a lot of people know about the environmental impact of the blockchain and what it means to like actually mint an NFT and like the amount of computing power and energy that goes into like mining for crypto and stuff like that. But yeah, it doesn't mean that like every other technological process that we engage in our lives doesn't also contribute to that.
Totally. It's going to be a super fun talk.
It's going to be like a really uplifting, hopeful day that is just going to fill people with a lot of warmth.
I think it is in some way too. Like, like as part of this talk and another one we're doing that day, I'm also really interested in the role of like of musicians, like in and artists in climate crisis and in climate justice, because I think art is such a way to like process, you know, collective trauma and collective like political issues. And I think there's like such a role for those voices in this conversation too. So it's not all going to be like doom and gloom, we have to stop printing vinyl. You know, there's nuance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Abigail LaPelle is speaking on at the aforementioned panel, who is one of the outside artists. He's also playing pop on September 30th, the day that everyone on both labels plays pop.
And also on that, the artist's role in the climate crisis is Tam from The Weather Station.
Tam's going to make it. Okay,
yeah,
amazing.
It's going to happen. Know. We just confirmed it like a couple of days ago.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
She has so much fascinating stuff to say about that.
Totally. And also joining her is Magi Merlin and this amazing filmmaker, Asiniak, and Marika Shaw. That's going to be a wicked panel too. That one's also on October 1st, 6 p.m. It's also live streamed. They're all free. You should all, if you're listening and curious about any of these things, check out the Pop Montreal website and look at the symposium events and the shows.
And go in person. Don't just go to the live stream.
Agreed.
Go in person.
It'll be great. You're also playing a show, also on September 30th.
Yes. September 30th is the day that every artist from Next Door Records and Outside Music will be playing the festival.
Amazing.
I'm playing at Entrepôt 77 at 8 p.m. I'm opening for Wayne Snow. And my dear friends Gaillance and Tess Roby are also on the lineup. So it's going to be a cute friend time. I'm a huge fan of Wayne Snow, so yeah. I'm really excited for that one. And then immediately after my set, I will be running over to Ursa for the Next Door Records showcase,
nice.
Where Bells Larson, who you know, will be hitting it off. And then
serenading the crowd.
Indeed, with their...
Ugh.
Thoughtful, way too wise beyond their years, gorgeous song. And then who else is on that? Pool Blood,
nice.
Wild Black, and hometown hero Patrick Holland.
Great. So many things. Are there any other shows or events that you're looking forward to for Pop this year?
Well, yes, as I said, Abigail LaBelle also playing September 30th. Mm-hmm. At I cannot wait to see the Linda Linnas live.
Yes, me too.
Like one of the most exciting bookings.
Yeah.
I've seen at the festival for a while. Asikak, I'm very excited for. Mm-hmm. Sister Nancy, of course, legend.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Isabella Love Story. I'm such a fan.
Yes, absolutely. Totally co-sign that sentiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, great lineup this year. Like, I think I think that Daniel did an amazing job.
Go team. Well, thanks so much for calling in and for all your work over the last years with Pop Symposium. It was an honor to take the baton.
Oh, it's both an honor and a relief to pass it.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and we will talk soon.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, see you later.
The key, but without repeat performances, what does it really mean? Does she still got it? Bringing the girls to their knees, standing the boys on their keys, still hot at market, but they off target when he gets started. Will she stay scarlet? So I beg your pardon. If you come to harvest, you gon' leave here starving.
Do they really feel where I come from?
Leaning to the pity, pray he gets used to the pity. Cause I left her on the sidelines thinking I wouldn't get misty. Flip it back to days when fever had us hot in harmony. Kick it up, I dare say I'd have skipped that trip to pharmacy. Cause dopamine and functioning have taken on synonymy. It used to be a glance could bring the dose up astronomically. Now I'm cursing out the city cause my skin don't seem to fit me. Never mind, it's been months since we last really got jiggy. Hate to bring it back to technical, see him looking skeptical. Leaning on the chemicals like now's gotta be seminal. Pray pushing it to the side, heals the wound pressure up, tried leaving the rest out on the curbside.
Do they really feel where I come from? Or is it flattery? I get so easily cut down by dark pedigree. That he shouldn't have to factor what's in my arteries. This shit ain't easy, baby.
Come at me.
can feel it in me like a geyser in Yellowstone. Wouldn't say that it's still haunting me, but it's there like a stink in the moon. And I want it, I want it. I need it, I need it. So bring me home, bring me home.
And that was Ideas of Space by Tess Roby, who is also, get this, on the line. Tess?
Hello.
How's
Hi,
it going?
Hi, Eve.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How's life? As if we weren't just talking a second ago, but how's life?
Life is good. Life is busy. I always feel like September in Montreal is the busiest time for everyone. Summer's over. We're getting ready for winter hibernation. All the projects are coming out. Mm-hmm. People are back in school. Pop Montreal is happening, which is always the event of the season. Let's be real.
Let's be real. Let's say it like it is.
Be real.
Are you on Be Real?
I am.
Oh yeah, we're friends on Be Real.
it's not happening right now.
Don't you hate that? Don't you always want your Be Real to go off at like the exact moment you're doing something really cool?
I think that's the whole point of the app, you know? We have to focus on our real lives.
You know, it did go off once while I was doing a stand-up comedy set, which I was so happy about, and I took a crowd selfie, but that's the only... All the other ones, as you've seen, are just me, like, on my couch with a notebook.
Yeah, mine are just me in front of my computer writing grants and planning and, you know, doing all the things that artists have to do, which I guess leads into our next segment.
Wow, you're so good
at... Which is our Pop Symposium panel.
You're so good at this. That was an amazing segue. Yeah, Tess and I, along with Sarah from Hot Tramp Records, are doing a really cool workshop on September 28th at 3 p.m., It's called Releasing in 2022, What You Need to Know.
Exactly.
Because this is something that, well, I mean, you and I have had many conversations about what this looks like these days. And
exactly.
I know that you just released your album, which we were just taking a listen to, Ideas of Space, on your own label.
Yes.
Surrounds.
Yeah, I started my label Surrounds alongside the release of my album, so in April of this year, and I'm preparing for the release of a second album for my other project, Dawn to Dawn. Our debut album is also coming out on Surrounds on October
6th.
Nice. So two releases under my belt on my own label this year, and I started the record label just because I wanted to gain, you know, industry knowledge. I wanted to build connections. I wanted to, like, have control over what was happening on the business side of things. Mm-hmm. And alongside the label, I wanted to provide education for emerging artists and share knowledge and experience and, like, just bring that also into the label. So I did a panel at La Nuvania earlier this year in June on releasing music independently in 2022. And I really wanted to bring that to Pop Montreal as well. So I'm super excited for our panel and, I don't know, excited to share knowledge and share experiences and kind of just give younger emerging artists in Montreal, like, the education and, like, the tools that they need to enter the music industry and mm-hmm. just to have, like, a good hold on what's going on, like, and how they can, like, you know, take control of their careers and,
yes.
like, you know, just be in the know, because there's so much stuff that, like, we're never taught, right? So
no,
really good to give other people, like, the knowledge that you didn't have.
Absolutely. I mean, so much, everything that I've learned about music and being in the industry is just from, like, other musicians and other people who are working in it. And it's amazing how much time and how many, like, conversations with people it takes to learn what the frick has gone on and what you, like, what you're entitled to, what you should be, like, how you should be treated as a musician and you know, how to avoid getting taken advantage of.
Exactly. And just, like, how you can, like, stand up for yourself and fight for yourself and your rights. There's so many important things. And like you said, I've also learned so much from talking with, you know, other artists within the communities of Montreal and Toronto. And I really hope that that's what is going to happen at our mm-hmm. our workshop at POP. I'm really looking forward to it. And if you're listening and you're an emerging artist or are just curious about industry knowledge and starting a label and releasing, you know, music independently in 2022, definitely come to the panel. You know, maybe you know the things that we don't, you know, it's
totally.
All like a mutual learning experience. And, you know, that's why we're doing it.
Awesome. What's like, you mentioned that you've learned a lot from talking to people in different communities in Montreal and Toronto, et cetera. What's like one, is there like a piece of advice that, or like a phrase that someone told you that sticks in your mind as you've gone on this journey of starting your own label and releasing independently again?
I could probably, like, if I don't know, there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like the more you grow and the more you experience, you know, the more you learn about yourself, and sometimes, you know, your bad experience, like, it can give you the most to move on with your career and to help others and to help yourself. So I don't know, a poet once said, they did say this, I don't remember the poet, but they said, the best thing you have is the worst thing that ever happened to you.
Whoa.
And I really think that's me in the music industry, you know, moving forward. So I don't know, you can like take bad situations and run with them and make something beautiful out of them, like I did with my label.
Mm-hmm. And it is a beautiful thing. The record is so amazing, and I can't wait to hear Dawn to Dawn's record too.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited for that to come out, and also to play at Pop next week. It's going to be might be my last solo show of the year. So come one, come all.
Yeah. So where is it again?
It's at I keep calling it L'Entrepôt 77.
I know, we were just on the phone talking about.
I don't
even
know what 77 is in French.
It's
Soixante-dix-sept.
Right? L'Entrepôt 77.
Wait.
But it's everyone that I talk to calls it L'Entrepôt 77, which is such a perfect encapsulation of Montreal linguistic culture.
It's perfect. But it's going to be a great show. Quali and Gaon are opening with me, and we're opening for Wayne Snow, who's this incredible artist who I'm super excited to see live as well.
Wicked. And that workshop that we're doing for Simpo again is on September 28th at 3:30 p.m. It's free. You don't need to register. Just come on by and check out all the other amazing things happening for Symposium and for the Pop Montreal Music Festival and all the other things. I mean, there's art pop, there's film pop, all these things. What's something else that you're excited to check out during the festival?
I am very excited to see Atta Kak.
Mm-hmm.
I have been waiting for and telling everyone at Pop to get Atta Kak out to play the festival for years. So I'm really excited. And I'm also excited to see Lorraine, whose album that came out last year was just incredible. But I love the feeling when Pop Montreal is happening. There's a really amazing feeling in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I also love getting a mezcal margarita at Nouveau Palais after a show at the Rialto.
Oh.
So if you're looking for me one night, that's where I might be.
And that is where I will also be.
Amazing.
Because all the Simpo events end at like 6 or 7 p.m. So that is... And after that is just fun time.
Perfect timing.
It's going to be such a chaotic week, as it always is, but it's going to be so fun. We're going to have so much fun, and we're going to learn.
It's always amazing.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks so much, Tess, for calling in. We will talk soon, and I will see you on the 28th.
Amazing. All right. Hope to see all you listeners out there at our Symposium workshop.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Catch you later, Tess.
Place to work.
Was Morningside, a cover of that Fortet song by Best Fern. Best Fern is an amazing band that I haven't seen in years because they've been, well, I'll let them tell you. The members are Nick Schofield and Alexia Avina, and Nick is on the line. Nick.
Hello.
Did you like that introduction?
Eve, I loved it. I'm so jazzed right now. I'm on the radio.
Hell yeah, back on the radio.
Where I belong.
Exactly. This is also the same Nick Schofield of Underground Sounds fame for a number of years until very recently, right?
That's the truth. I think I did, I hit double digits on the radio at CKUT.
In terms of?
At least 10 years.
Oh.
Years.
Tens of listeners.
Yeah. Hey, that was good for me. 10 listeners, I would be happy with that.
Listen, it's not about the numbers.
Yeah. It's about your friends texting in and saying, I hear you on the radio right now.
So fun. Yeah. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
It's not about the numbers, but here are some numbers. October 1st, 8 p.m. Those are all the numbers. That's the show.
4848 Boulevard, Saint Laurent.
Oh, yeah, that is.
More numbers.
There it is. Best Fern is playing a show for Pop Montreal. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, Best Fern, the duo I share with Alexia, Athena, we're playing Pop on October 1st. We are kicking off the show at 8 p.m. And, yeah, it's our first show in literally years. And we're super excited for it because we're going to play music from our new album.
Yes. What's the new album called?
I am happy to, I think, probably like premiere the album title right now.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, this is a debut just for you. It's called Earth, Then Air.
Nice. That is a CKUT exclusive. I really wish we had that noise.
Oh, beep, 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 beep. I dropped the air horn in my ambient show the other day.
Okay, we have to tell people about this. Because Nick and I have been, we played a bunch of shows this summer, and we've also been working together on an album of mine for a long time, and we were talking about your solo set, like, banter process, and how to, some new ideas of what you could incorporate.
Tell us about it. So for the uninitiated, I also make ambient music. Basically I used to go really heavy on the sleepy, cozy, comfy, intimate, introspective aura during my ambient shows. Like, everyone just close your eyes and relax, that kind of thing. And then in the last year, I absolutely 180'd and I like pulled a U-turn on that perspective, and I instead started trying to hype people up for ambient music.
Yes.
And I told people to be like going to the club, like they're at the footsteps of Berghain in Berlin, ready to rave until 6 a.m. to my ambient music.
Yes.
And I would start getting people to chant ambient, ambient with
ambient.
Me at the start of every show.
Amazing.
But notably chanting very, very quietly, because we are at an ambient show. Definitely. And then you and I just kept on talking, like, what else can be done? Mm-hmm. How can we push this to the extreme?
To the next level.
And well, obviously the air horn is the epitome of, like, the hype man.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to freesound.org. I downloaded that air
Great
horn
website.
Sample.
Great website. Excellent website.
And I put it on my sampler, and just the other night I was playing a show, and during sound check I accidentally hit the air horn sample, and it occurred to me, like, oh, that's where that is. So mid song I'm playing my opening song, and it's reaching the pinnacle of a very ambient degree, and I'm like getting really into it, and I start waving my hands in the air and air drumming, and I'm like gesturing everybody to start applauding, and they're getting hyped up.
Oh,
and
sick.
I'm hearing some like woo, yeah, and then right at that moment, bah, 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 and oh my God, the room erupted.
That's so incredible.
Yeah, it happened.
I can't believe you did it in the middle of a song.
I know. I really ruined that song.
Or you enhanced it. You certainly made it an experience, a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, I made it unforgettable, because everywhere I walked around the venue after that, after the show, everyone, I would walk by and they'd just go, bow, 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 bow.
Did you add any effects to it? Did you verb it out, or is it just dry?
No, I went straight dry air horn.
Nice.
And it was, let me just say, it was on top of the mix. It wasn't tucked in.
As it should be, though.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really loud, actually.
Are you going to be dropping any air horn at your Best Friend show on October 1st?
Well, your listeners, you'll have to come to the show to find out.
That's right. Is there anything else in the festival that you're excited to check out?
I'm excited for all the pop panels that you have organized.
Wow.
I am excited to also play with Tess Roby at L'Entrepôt 77 on Friday evening of pop. That's the 29th. Or no, that's the 30th.
We just had Tess on right before you.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So you got all the information for Tess's show. I'm going to be playing drum pad, sampler, and synthesizer with Tess, and Kuali's on that show, and Beyonce, and Wayne Snow's coming in for it, so that's going to be a big one. And aside from that, I'm just excited to see friends in the city and that whole pop atmosphere.
Yeah.
Flowing.
It's going to be great.
You know what I mean?
Totally. That's the funnest part.
Yeah, definitely. The bumpins. What are you excited for?
Oh, everything. I mean, I am pretty firmly focused on Symposium, at least during the days. But I'm excited for Sister Nancy. I'm excited for Isabella Love Story. Huge fan. There's so many fun. There's also really some really cool films that are being shown for Film Pop, like the Buffy documentary, which cool. I would love to go see on Sunday. My friend Star Amarasu is coming from LA to do a really fun DJ set one of the later nights. There's so much to do, and it's all gonna be great. And then I'm gonna sleep forever. And then you and I will get back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, I won't keep you. Thanks so much for calling in, Nick.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you. Happy pop to everyone.
Happy pop.
Around the corner. Let's live it up. And stay tuned to CKUT.
Oh, you stole my line.
Still got it.
Bye.
To my eyes, boy, know that it means I love you. I love you. I love you. I love. Da, 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 da. Da 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 da
and that is It Means I Love You. That's a Jesse Lanza cover by Best Fern. You can catch Best Fern at Pop Montreal next week. It's the week after. Wait, no, it's next week. Oh my God. It's September 28th to October 2nd. There are 1.5 million amazing shows and events happening all throughout the city. Check it out at popmontreal.com. I am biased because I am organizing the Pop Symposium, which is all the workshops and panels that happen during the festival. We've got everything from the first day we're doing a series of workshops about how to get your music on TV, how to release music, how to play shows, how to find interesting scenes. The second day is all about social media. We have an amazing panel of people talking about what it means to, if artists have to be influencers or creators to be successful musicians, and how social media is impacting the industry. Then we have a hilarious social media roast where we're gonna have a live panel of judges critique a few musicians' social media feeds, and it's all gonna be very fun. That's the second day. The third day is September 30th, and that is all about wellness and community. We've got some really interesting panels about language, about career sustainability and other things. The fourth day on October 1st, oh my God, it's been a long day. October 1st is all about the climate crisis and music. We've got some really interesting panels about that topic. And we rounded out on October 2nd on Sunday with a few panels about music and technology. You can find out all the information about Pop Symposium and everything else that's happening for Pop Montreal on popmontreal.com. Check it out. I will be there. Hope to see you there too. Thanks so much for hanging out. I'm Eve Parker-Finley. This is CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal Sessions. Stay tuned. See you next time.
Quieren tener lo que tengo. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
They used them as political pawns, treated them like chattel in a cruel, premeditated political stunt.
The White House has denounced Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott for busing and flying asylum seekers to liberal communities, including the island of Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. We'll speak to the head of LULAC, just back from Martha's Vineyard. That's the League of United Latin American Citizens.
It is un-Christian, un-American, and un-Texan to use immigrants this way, fellow refugees.
Some have called it human smuggling. But by governors? Is this modeled on the reverse freedom rides of 1962, when Southern segregationists bused black families to Cape Cod and other northern areas? And then President Biden has declared the pandemic is over.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it.